say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled
whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is
your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and today we are going to talk about the Make-A-Way Foundation, based in Limestone County, Alabama, with Stacy Givens and a great team of people who have helped to make this possible when it comes to sensory rooms in schools across the county. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Stacy Givens.
Good to be back.
Now, we have a special group of boys that we want to recognize, young men that we want to recognize today because of their efforts at one particular school, and that school is Johnson Elementary School, as they spent their Saturdays, they spent time working on a sensory room at this local school.
Yes, Mark. We reached out to a local Boy Scout group, Troop 240 out of Athens, asking if they would be willing and interested in helping us put together a sensory room. These guys volunteer many, many hours in the community, and we really felt like this would be a great opportunity for them to get some volunteer hours, but also to see what a sensory room is all about and how their work can impact those with special needs in the community. So we reached out to Kim Green, headmaster of Troop 240 here in Athens, and they jumped on the opportunity, and we are very pleased and proud of what they have done.
Tim Green is on the line with us, and Tim, this is slightly different from maybe some of the other efforts that Boy Scouts get involved in. I was a Cub Scout myself. How did you present this to the young men so that they understood what this particular effort was about?
Well, we presented it to them. You know, Boy Scouts is boy-led. We had to present it in a meeting. They had to vote on it, and everybody agreed by majority vote this was something that the troop wanted to do. Kevin Givens was at the meeting, and we explained what a sensory room is and what it does for the kids, special needs kids, and how it helps them in coping with school and learning and just progressing. And they're all about helping the community and helping others. We require them all to get a certain number of community service hours every 6 months, and they have to have those to advance in rank as well. They were happy to help.
As I look at the pictures of the young men as they're working there at Johnson Elementary School, it looks to me like they were enjoying themselves as they were working. I know that's one of the things you want to pull out of young people is to be fulfilled through work. What your hand finds to do, then do the best you can.
Yes. And if you notice, one of the challenges when we do these community services is the adults not taking over, getting the kids to do it. And getting the boys to do it. We instruct them, and then they go forth and make it happen. And we show them when they hit roadblocks and things like that. They always end up having more fun than they anticipate. Sometimes it's, this is something I got to do. And then they end up having a lot more fun than they anticipate.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a great surprise to actually realize that they actually enjoy something that they didn't know they could.
Well, in this case, I think they got to learn a few maybe low-level carpentry skills, drilling holes in walls, concrete walls versus sheetrock walls, and what it would take to hang things. And I listened as some of the boys received instructions on those kinds of things. So they learned some good basic skills through this, too.
Anytime they get to play in paint, they have a good time.
They didn't wear up too much.
Since we had to cancel on Tuesday night, and I know we've got the ribbon cutting coming up in August, I did want to recognize these boys through the Mark White Show and thank them for their work and let them know that they were appreciated. I appreciate the work they're doing. I know we're going to have a conversation with Miss Lauderdale at Johnson Elementary School here in just a few minutes, and she's also going to share what she thinks about the great work that your Troop 240 in Athens, Alabama has done.
I appreciate you recognizing the boys because it always makes it's good for them to get recognition when they do the right things.
All right, so Stacy, you're going to hang in here with me, and Mr. Tim Green, I'm glad that you could join us today to talk about your troop and the great work that they've done at Johnson Elementary School. It sounds like there's a possibility for more sensory rooms that they can be involved in, but again, we appreciate Boy Scout Troop 240 in Athens, Alabama, and I appreciate the fact that you could join me today, Tim.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for recognizing the troop and the boys.
Absolutely.
Guys, we appreciate your good work. The Mark White Show appreciates you, and your community appreciates you. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Stacy Givens still with us, along with Miss Robbie Lauderdale, who is the principal of Johnson Elementary School, as we continue this conversation about Make-A-Way Foundation and the great work that they're doing in Limestone County, Alabama, to put sensory rooms in our schools. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and several times now we have covered the Make-A-Way Foundation as they have been able to have sensory rooms in Limestone County, Alabama, to place these rooms in areas where children with special needs are able to go and to relax and be able to get whatever's in their system out. And it's a great place, as I've talked to some teachers who have really appreciated the great work that the Makeaway Foundation has done for their young people in their schools. And Johnson Elementary School will be no exception to that. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Stacy.
Thank you for having me back, Mark.
We want to talk about Makeaway Foundation and the vision of Makeaway Foundation. As we've talked about before, there are a lot of people who have dived into this effort and really wanted to make it something special for especially Limestone County at this time.
Yes, that is our current priority. I would add to that that prior to the official incorporation of Makeaway Foundation in 2019, Century Rooms were placed by many of our loving volunteers in all of the Athens City schools, K through 12. So they are equipped with Century Rooms. And then when our foundation was officially chartered in 2019, we made it a top priority to install Century Rooms in all of the Limestone County schools.
We've had East Limestone. That's one of the schools that I actually went to, and I was able to see that room firsthand. What are the other schools so far?
So, since the beginning of the year, we've been able to install rooms at East Limestone High School, Creekside Elementary, and we've recently completed the room at Johnson Elementary. And pending in the works are Sugar Creek Elementary, East Limestone Primary School, and Tanner. Those will all be completed this summer, ready to go for the students in the fall. And I won't say that we are limited. We are willing to install rooms at other schools if the funds and the manpower is available.
And also on the line with us, we have Ms. Robbie Lauderdale with Johnson Elementary School in Limestone County, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Ms. Lauderdale.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You know that we have a great group of young men in the Boy Scouts under Tim Green and Kevin Givens that have done great work there at your school to help put this sensory room in. I know that you see kids every day at school. This is above and beyond work that these kids have done to make this possible at Johnson Elementary School.
Absolutely. They donated their time and resources outside of school hours. Especially on Saturdays, to help with the painting, the installation of the floor in the sensory room, and we are just so grateful to have a group of boys like that in our community. But they're a really good group of boys and a good group of leaders as well for the Boy Scouts.
Mark, I would just add, speak to the character of a Boy Scout. It really does. That they have the heart to serve others. It's part of their creed, their oath, that they will serve, and these boys stood ready to do this, and I will say that they have even expressed interest in helping with other rooms in the future. They have seen firsthand what these rooms look like and feel themselves the power of these rooms, and we have had some discussion about making this an Eagle Scout project.
Wow.
For some of the older students, for them to be able to take one of these rooms from beginning to end. That is how much these leaders feel about the power of these rooms, that they would approve such a project to be an Eagle project. And it just speaks to the character of Boy Scouts.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
I talked about some of the schools and the responses I have heard from educators when it comes to these sensory rooms. How was the idea presented to you, Ms. Lauderdale?
Well, at Johnson, we had an existing sensory room, but it wasn't equipped the way that it should have been. It wasn't meeting the needs of all of our students. We had a few pieces, but not the overall environment that was necessary to calm students or to give them an outlet whenever they needed the sensory stimulation or the lack of sensory stimulation. The special education director reached out and asked if we would like a remodel, because we didn't need an entirely new sensory room. We just needed ours revamped. So I was on board immediately, and she put me in contact with Ms. Givens, and it was a true team effort. Our maintenance department helped with the construction of the room to begin with, because our room was too large. we needed to put up a few walls and do some electrical. And then once all of that was completed by our maintenance department, it was entirely on the Makeaway Foundation and the Boy Scout troop to finish it, and they came through beautifully. So I feel like it's been a fabulous partnership between Limestone County Schools, the Makeaway Foundation, and Boy Scouts to make this happen for our students here.
And unfortunately, because of weather, we were not able to have the grand opening on Tuesday night. As I mentioned in the very beginning of this segment, it means a lot to the teachers as these young people have certain needs where they need a sensory room. What was the response from the teachers when they saw what has been done with this room?
They were speechless. They couldn't believe how the Makeaway Foundation was able to take what we had and turn it into something that's going to benefit all of our students. And in addition to that, Ms. Givens gave up her time to come out and actually train our teachers and our instructional aides on how to properly use all of the equipment in the room. So it wasn't just, here it is, go forth. It was, here it is, let me show you how to best utilize these things in the room so that the students get the maximum benefit from it. So the professional development after the room construction was fabulous.
I love that. And Stacy, let's talk to listeners about where your background is and how you're able to know how to explain this to the teachers.
Yeah, so I have a master's degree in counseling. My heart has always been to help other people. I had no idea where the Lord would lead me with that. And it was some years later before I had a son diagnosed with autism. And we began getting sensory therapy for him. We had him enrolled in numerous therapies, but the one therapy that we saw immediate benefit from always was sensory therapy. He would be changed for some hours. He would be able to focus better. He was able to sit and be calmed for some hours after he had had some sensory input. As he began to approach elementary school, the beginnings of elementary school, I knew that it was going to be essential that we have some sensory equipment for him. So I began to reach out to other therapists who provided sensory therapy and inquire about what it would look like, what a sensory room to meet the needs of the general population of special needs individuals would look like. And they began to give me a great deal of wonderful advice. I began to do a lot of research. With all of that information, with a team, we were able to put together spaces that meet the needs of individuals with different kinds of needs. Obviously, what drove all of this was my need to help my son, but it has reached far beyond that and to where our desire now is to reach the needs of all individuals with special needs. I have a wonderful team on the Makeaway Foundation. We have an ABA therapist on our team. We have several individuals who have individuals with special needs. And then we have individuals who have some type of experience working with individuals with special needs or just the heart and passion too. So we are surrounded by people whose hearts are out there to do this.
Before we close out, Stacy, tell people how they can connect with Makeaway Foundation and be a part of this very special effort.
I appreciate you asking that. You know, COVID has made it very difficult for us to raise the money in a traditional way, to have an event that would raise money. So we have simply asked for donations, and this community has been so generous. And it has been through the giving of individuals and through civic organizations and churches that have made all of this possible. Every penny that we receive goes back to help these special needs with individuals. Our board receives nothing. Whether it's $5 or it's $5,000 that you can contribute, every penny goes back and is appreciated. We ask that if you'd like to support us financially, that you simply write a check to Makeaway Foundation, and you can mail that check to 12590 Carriage Park Lane, Athens, Alabama 35613. We will send you a letter that you can use as a tax deduction. If you'd like to learn more about Makeaway, or if you'd like to give online, you can go to foundationmakeaway.org. That's our website. We're also on Facebook at Make a Way Foundation. And I encourage everybody to follow us there because you can kind of see where just the progression of our goals, the beginnings of RINs, the working stages of RINs, and then the final product. Also, things done, like we sponsored a Santa spotting that was sensory friendly, and we also did the same at Easter. We will have other events in the future. We would love to have you share that link with others who might be interested in participating in events that are sensory friendly and that are safe for our special needs kids. And then if you've given once, please consider giving again. And again, $5, $10, it all adds up. But these rooms cost us anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000, depending on how much work has to be done, if walls have to be built. Ms. Lauderdale mentioned that. We financially provide for that. You know, these are fairly large expenses, and we would appreciate anyone's continued support or one-time donation.
You know, Ms. Lauderdale, we want to recognize young people when they make a difference in our communities. I enjoy recognizing difference makers, and we certainly do want to give a big shout out to the Boy Scouts as they have worked very hard there at your school on this effort. We congratulate them on their accomplishment of finishing this room, and then also just letting them know that the impact of being there on those Saturdays and doing that work will lead to really great things for other young people who need these sensory rooms especially.
Absolutely. And it was Troop 240 out of Athens, Alabama, that donated their time and efforts for the sensory room, and we do really appreciate it above and beyond.
Ms. Lauderdale and Stacy Givens, I appreciate the fact that you could join me today to talk about this special reveal of the sensory room at Johnson Elementary School in Limestone County, Alabama. Appreciate you, Stacy, with Make-A-Way Foundation, and thank you for your work at Johnson Elementary School, Ms. Lauderdale.
Thank you so much. And Mr. White, we are planning a ribbon cutting ceremony for August. It has been postponed because of the weather, but we will certainly invite you to that when it happens. And we've delayed it so that the Boy Scout troop can be a part of that. We didn't want to proceed without them because
absolutely,
they did donate so much time.
Great news.
I would just like to add, thank you, Mark, for always covering the things that we do, helping us to get the word out. We appreciate your show, all of the good deeds segments, and how you do recognize the good deeds of the people in the community. This was the perfect platform for us to go out and talk about what we do. So we appreciate you, Mark.
Well, thank
Absolutely.
You. I'm doing my best. Folks, you know we're here to recognize
great.
Difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by this show today. And if you are, share it with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. Please follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, or on YouTube. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to the Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.